Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. The Word of God, which is the basis of the address this morning, is recorded in the prophet Jeremiah, the 9th chapter, verses 23 and 24. Thus saith the Lord, let not the wise man glory in his wisdom, neither let the mighty man glory in his might. Let not the rich man glory in his riches. But let him that glorieth glory in this, that he understandeth and knoweth me, that I am the Lord which exercise loving kindness, judgment, and righteousness in the earth. For in these things I delight, saith the Lord. This is the text. When people get scared, they normally run for shelter. We've learned to do this from the earliest time in our life, when the small child is confronted by the presence of a strange person, he cuddles close to father or mother in his search for security. And as time goes on, we spend many hours in building a security system for ourselves as we grow and mature. Security for personal well-being, security in our relationships with human beings, security in vocation. A search for security is common and normal for all human beings. But where does one go for security when our world starts falling apart? That's really what the words of our text refer to, as Jeremiah speaking to the people of God in a time when their world was falling apart, was counseling with them about how you deal with the crisis of insecurity. When our world starts falling apart, he says, there is a natural tendency for us to seek wisdom and knowledge. Keep cool, don't panic. Stop and think carefully, get the information you need. Make a good, careful decision, and then go ahead and take action. We spend years and years in acquiring information, in getting knowledge and wisdom, and rightly so. 12 years, 16 years, 20 years of a lifetime in formal education, and then continuing as life goes on in order to update ourselves so that knowledge is up to date and fresh and applicable rather than obsolete. But Jeremiah says, look out. Don't depend on wisdom alone. It's going to let you down when your world starts falling apart. Another way that human beings deal with their moments of difficulty and challenge is to seek for power. I'm bigger than you are. We said that when we were little boys. And if that wasn't enough, we'd say, better look out. My dad's bigger than your dad. Our gang's stronger than your gang. And we've been building that kind of structure through the years, too, into our adult lives. As we find security in the power of our organizations, our institutions, our communities, our churches, our world around us. Look out, Jeremiah says. Power will let you down. Human power is not sufficient. And even if you have the power of large numbers of people and of institution and of the forces of law and whatever it is, it will let you down. Oh, but there's another place to which you can go, and that is riches. When you need something to give you additional strength to face the moments of crises, get dollars. Dollars, more dollars. And the more you amass, the greater the security which you might have. Look out, Jeremiah says, the prophet says, riches are going to let you down. Not wisdom, not power, not riches. Well, then, what do you do? Delight and glory in this, that you know the Lord, that you turn to God, and that you are constantly in the proper relationship with your God. You and I, my friends, need that kind of direction and encouragement also. For when our world has a tendency to crumble and shake and sometimes literally fall apart, we too are inclined to follow after the human powers and strengths to which I have just referred. And we need a reminder that the place to go, to turn, is our God. And even when we do that, there is often a difficulty to come to the Lord in an accusing, if not angry, way, as if to say, Lord, how can you do something like that to me? I've done so and so and so, and now why are you doing this? As if to accuse him of our problems. And that's been going on since the beginning of time. When man first got into trouble with sin and transgression, he began to blame the woman you have made, Lord, she did it. The serpent you made, Lord, the serpent did it. Well, finally, God, you're responsible. You set this system up this way, and that's what got us into trouble. No, Jeremiah says that's not the way to think of God. You think of him in his justice and righteousness. Indeed, God cannot accept your transgression, your sin. God must resist it. God must reject it. God must punish sin, and he does. And when he does, human beings who are sinners have a tendency to feel that God is rejecting them as persons. No, he is a righteous God, a God of love. Remember that, the prophet says. And as he was speaking to these children of Israel at a time when their world was literally falling apart, their houses were destroyed, their fields were plundered, their cities had been burnt, their people had been killed, they were being carried away into captivity by heathen people. When all that was going on, he reminds them, turn to a loving, forgiving God, a God of grace and mercy. Yes, when the moments of tension arrive in your life and mine, our personal life, our family life, our vocational situations, while we're studying, in preparing for ministry, when we engage in ministry in congregations or wherever this might be, there will be those times when our world seems to be falling apart. And we need the gracious reminder of it, Jeremiah, turn to your God, who above all is a God of love, who loved you so much that he gave himself, that he gave his own son, Jesus Christ, to become a person for you, to free you from guilt and sin and condemnation, to give you innocence and holiness and righteousness before God, to give you strength and courage and power and security in knowing that you are God's very own, and to live in that power, to work in that power with the assurance that you are living and working with the Lord and for the Lord. Where does one go when one's world starts falling apart? One goes in repentance and faith to his God and asks him to give us strength to see us through. And he has promised that he will. I will be with you always, applies to each of us, to you and to me, always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.